and welcome to Parking Thought, the show where we highlight the good in the world, from the extraordinary to the everyday. You're going to want to like and subscribe wherever you happen to find us. My name is Jacob, and I'm glad you're here today. And in this edition, we're going to talk a bit about how there's a lot of things going on in the world that may make you scared or upset or have a bad day. And so I want to find a few things that are good in the world that I think might help you get through that, at least for a minute. This episode is going to be titled, You Built the Internet. And there's a good reason why I think we ought to remember what we have today and not take it for granted. You helped build the internet. Now, here's the way I think about the world. Every person that ever buys anything is sending an economic signal to the rest of the economy. And whether you built the internet because you were the guy that invented Samba or HTTP or figured out some of the really critical math that allows us to have HTTPS and have that functioning, or you're one of those guys that built Let's Encrypt, or you're just a podcaster that likes to talk about tech, or you're just somebody who ever watched a YouTube video or ever bought a computer or ever bought a phone or work at a place where you happen to use some of those pieces of technology, you helped build the internet. Now, don't take credit for the whole thing. We've had people try to do that before. It doesn't really work, but you helped build the internet. You send an economic signal to different folks to be able to let them know where you saw value in being able to use this technology and these devices to be connected. You know, when the iPhone first came out, Apple thought they had a winner on their hands. They didn't realize they would eventually become the number one phone manufacturer in the world. I mean, there was a lot of legacy folks that they were putting out of business. I mean, we talk about Apple versus Nokia. Yeah, but I mean, the industry, the cell phone industry, basically put Ma Bell out of business, you know, in a very big way globally. I used to make fun of the military and the government because they had signed 10 plus year contracts for their phone technology that they had at the time, right? So they had phones installed on their desks and they would pay long distance fees even after the iPhone and cell phones had become popular. And I thought that was funny because long distance was a myth. Remember when we used to pay for our SMS messaging and now we don't do that anymore? You remember when we used to have to pay to make a phone call around the world and now I can do that? You remember we used to think it was science fiction to be able to get on a video call and now that's a part of what I do? I was so excited when I got to start working with the team I did at work and I was able to call Hong Kong. And I just thought like, wow, this is amazing. And then I was able to call people in China and that was cool too. And then talk to people in India. Now that's a regular part of my day and I might forget from time to time how absolutely amazing that is. I grew up with the internet. It showed up when I was 13 years old and I was online shortly thereafter. And I was online at every iteration since. The old dial-up modems all the way to today where we just use Wi-Fi. Oh my goodness, and the Wi-Fi's gotten so much better. I remember when that technology first came out, people didn't know if it would actually add any value because it was so insecure and it was so slow. And look how we've used that frequency spectrum to get these things moving forward. Now, I bring this up because we are going to see certain parts of the economy severely impacted by COVID. And we might see my industry, I work in the food industry, right? We might see that industry impacted in different ways. Now I work for a company who believes in self-reliance and has, you know, the means and has prepared to be able to work through situations like this pretty well. It's one of the reasons why I chose this employer is because of how they would have responded in the past and how they have, kind of established this relationship between the employee and the employer that I find really good. And because of that relationship has value. So when you look at what my paycheck is, right, it's lower than what the industry, even in my local area, it's lower than what the industry would normally consider the value of my skills. And that's okay because I got to choose that the value of the relationship between myself and my employer, you know, especially through times like this, was worth that difference to me. I'm grateful for that. I'm also very, very grateful, you know, that we have the internet. And I want you to remember that you helped to build it. Have you ever bought anything on Amazon? Guess what? all of those times that all of those hundreds of thousands and millions of transactions happened on Amazon, right? When it was in its early days, sent signals to Amazon and allowed them to have the money they needed to build a network of servers. So they used those economic signals, right, of people buying their books to build up their network so that way they could have a website that was more responsive. And in building a network that had a website that was more responsive, they ended up realizing that they had the ability to sell off some of their excess, infrastructure that they had built off. So we ended up with Amazon Web Services. Google has followed suit with offerings in their space, again, selling off their excess. And Microsoft has got Azure now as well. All of these things and the backbone of the internet and the technology that's available there, I got to see as I was growing up. And yes, while significant parts of the economy will be impacted, there is a large part of the economy that can still move forward because of the internet, right? If everybody 35 years ago was told to go home, my family would have been, crippled. And so would have everybody else's, because there are very few jobs that you can do in social isolation, 35 years ago. And now there's quite a few jobs that you can do despite social isolation. And we need to remember that while things will be impacted, we've got something beautiful here that allows us to keep moving forward. And so while we may worry and we may have concerns about the parts of things that we can't control, right, or the parts of things where we have opportunity to improve, let us not forget that we have something great and amazing, and you helped to build it. You who are listening to this on a smart device, you're listening to this on the internet. You can still stay connected. You're not in isolation. I once told my son yesterday as a joke, I said, you can't post on social media because we have to practice social isolation. And he laughed at me, because the two really are different now. We can still be sociable. We can still communicate. And we can still have large parts of the economy moving forward because of something that you've helped to build. Slowly and incrementally and a very small step at a time, you built the internet. Thank you. Well, that's it for this episode. The dog is whining in the background. I'm going to tell you to hit the subscribe links. If you want to stick around for the long haul, hit the subscribe links over at parkingthought.com. They're already ready for you, so you don't have to search in Stitcher, Spotify, and all those things. You can just click on the links over there. We're always welcome to a few more YouTube subscribers if you want to be there for that. And if you want to say thank you for this episode, you don't have to hit subscribe. You can just share it with somebody else that you know, and we would be very grateful for that. Finally, I like to close out each episode with a challenge to remember, in a world where you can literally choose to be anything, despite what that world might feel like or do to you, remember to choose to be grateful.